For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Jim McTagg, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster, watching the economy. Is it slowing? Is it going steady as she goes? I go to the West Coast and a report that there's a sharp decline in the arriving container ships from Asia, Port of Los Angeles. Also, there's a sharp decline of containers in the ships that are arriving. What does this mean? Not toys for Christmas. That long since was delivered. This is inputs for industry in the new year 26. Does that translate into a slowdown for the consumer? Reminding myself, we're a consumer-driven, service-dominated economy. We're not about the factory floor to the grocery store. Jim, a very good evening to you. The slowdown in the West Coast, do you see it anywhere, anecdotally or by observation in Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, and you expect there will be a ripple effect at some point. They want us to manufacture more goods here, but the materials you need for manufacturing are much more expensive here than the imports from Asia. So at some point, products across the board are going to cost the consumer more money. But right now, I don't see it. You know, our gasoline prices are pretty low right now. I got gas at Costco this morning for $2.40-some, and at the local gas station, it's about $3.19. It's pretty much a tax cut for the consumers. Food prices seem to have stabilized. You know, eggs are a decent price. People are still, though, being very cautious about what they buy. Only the Amish are loading up their baskets and their flatbed trucks at Costco. I mean, and they buy in bulk for the community, for their schools, and for their community stores. The English, which is what the Amish call everybody who isn't Amish, are very selective in what they're buying. And my shopping cart survey, again, shows people buying the essentials, and they're not splurging on electronics or expensive items.
We go from the West Coast to Lancaster County to Lancaster County's very complex income. Yes, the Amish are there. Yes, healthcare is there, especially for the retirement community that is prospering. But what about tourism, a major driver in the summer months? It was delayed this year, you will recall, by the rains. Are the tourists back? Where are they, Jim?
Yeah, tourism recovered because from September through the current time, it's just been like paradise here in Lancaster with the temperatures in the 60s to mid 70s. It's and no humidity, fresh air, sort of. The farmers have begun to fertilize their fields. So that might be a little put offish. The Amish explain it. What's that you smell? I say it really stinks. And they say, no, that's money. But anyway, the tourists are still here in strength on the weekends. If not, you know, the kids are back in school. But this is a weekend getaway for Philadelphia, Baltimore, and a lot of New Yorkers. So I would say tourism looks good on the weekend.
The tourist dollar is not the only thing you look for, but it is a major factor. You've been roaming. You went to Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. What did you find?
Yeah, Jim Thorpe, named after the famous Native American athlete. Jim Thorpe's a cute town, a tiny town. Its big draw is it has a railroad that goes through the mountains during the fall leaf season. The leaves have not changed yet, but Jim Thorpe had it was packed yesterday. I mean, midweek, with tourists. People were filling up the trains. It's about a $22 ticket. It's not bad. There was hardly any place in town to park, which is extremely frustrating. So I was unable to stop and walk around because the parking situation was so bad. And this isn't even the height of tourist season there. So beautiful country. It tells me, you know, people haven't given up on taking their mini vacations yet.
Let's stay with roaming. The diners. You go right for, may I have a conversation with you, head waitress. What did you learn in the diners?
Well, first I went to Mount Joy to the Centerville Diner number 2. They have two of them. Mount Joy is a little town about 8 miles from Lancaster City. It was a Saturday night. There was hardly anybody in the diner. I'd say 20 people in the diner probably has room for about 200. The waitress claims it's steady, but from what I could tell from a Saturday night, it's not so good. I lost her cooperation because they had these menus that are 2 feet high. And when I opened it, I knocked my glass of iced tea onto the floor with a major explosion. Fortunately, it was a plastic glass, but I created a lake and got all kinds of ill looks from the other diners. And so that was the end of my journalistic endeavor at the Centerville Diner.
All right. The second diner gave you better information. The question is, Jim, I remind you, last week you reported a sudden 2 weeks long slowdown. Is it continuing?
No, I was at the Park City Diner, which is another popular diner. It had about 30 to 40 people inside. It has room for 199. It's getting steady business, but you know, they claim business has been good, but I could tell that it's not as vibrant as it was in the past. The economy has lost some spring in its step. You know, we're not falling off a cliff yet, but we don't have the energy. We don't have the mojo that we had, say, a year ago.
There's a wealth effect in the markets. Now, you know this well from Barron's. That tends to influence high-end purchasing. What I'm hearing from you is you're not hearing paycheck purchasing. Is that a fair generality?
That is a fair generality. Not seeing paycheck purchasing. And even with the upper end, the real estate sales have seemed to have dried up. You know, I live in an over 55 community. It's only a year old. The houses are sprawling. You know, they're as big as bowling alleys. We have 3 homes for sale, and they're just sitting. You know, nobody's buying. The only house I've seen that sold in this area in the past 2 months was a 1950s Cape Cod that went for the low $300,000.
The slowdown, is it related in any fashion to the so-called shutdown in Washington? Does anybody mention that?
No. I'm laughing because, you know, I moved here from D.C. and I go to D.C. Once every 2 months. I constantly run into people in Lancaster who either have never been to Washington or haven't been there since high school. It's 2.5 hours away, but it might as well be across the Atlantic Ocean. So in terms of a government shutdown, Washington in the people's minds up here is so distant. This might possibly be happening on Mars. No effect in here.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor, Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. Jim, Thorpe is overrun with tourism. There's a positive, but the diners, not so much. Does the slowdown continue? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.